Welcome to the Elusive Truth with Larry and Rich. Summer has almost come to an end, and we're still talking about the same old crap. I hope everyone is enjoying the calm before more chaos begins. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy our journey down the rabbit hole.
Oh, Rich.
Gary, how are you doing today?
Okay, my friend, and yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I was just listening to some of the news, and I think the world's going crazier and crazier by the day.
I think it is finally coming out. It's by design that it has to get so crazy before people awaken.
Well, I mean, have you heard the latest in France?
Yes, I have.
I was amazed.
We're talking about having a vaccine in order to vote.
That's correct. I guess, I don't know if it was yesterday or a couple of days ago, they had a bunch of protesters burning down vaccination centers. And, you know, to protest. One of the problems was that, I guess, he kind of quelled the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out and said that if you want to vote, you have to be vaccinated and you have to have your little passport thing. So,
yeah. Well, that was sure Macron a victory. Macron, he's the president right now.
Right, right. And yep. Boy, is he really, he's stirring up the pot big time. This guy is absolutely incredible. I mean, I don't even know how he even got there in the first place, just like Biden.
Yeah. In fact, he was the only guy at the G7 summit that went over and talked to Biden.
Well, yeah, they're buddies. But
I know.
It's amazing. And what makes it worse is that, you know, Italy's doing the same thing. You know, Australia, they're doing another shutdown again because of this variant. And, I mean, these people are trying to go hard now. It's just
it
amazing.
Wasn't hard enough the first round. And why do they keep on using the term? Have you ever heard anyone say we're going to have another lockdown? Yeah, I thought that they're saying we're going to have another lockdown.
Well, they're coming up with it because they're right now here in the States, you know, we have the Delta variant. And the hospitals are starting to see the rise again, and everybody's freaking out. Well, not everybody, just the Democrats.
This was planned. All of this whole thing was planned. As a matter of fact, I have a video I'm going to send you of a PhD doctor. She was worked her career in WHO, the World Health Organization.
Right.
After she was acclaimed enough to be even one of the select few in there. There's probably only 10, 20 doctors in there. You know what I mean? So this is a real credible person, and it's going against everything she knows as a doctor, as far as her ethics, her morality, everything. She came out a few weeks ago as a whistleblower now.
Oh, wow.
Everything, yes, with all the credibility in the world, a fact finder has everything to lose by being a whistleblower and everything to gain by saving lives. And so it's a great video. In fact, you can look it up. It's called WHO, WHO, the World Health Organization, Whistleblower Connect the Dots.
Hmm.
Just Google that.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely go. I'll check that
WHO
out.
WHO Whistleblower Connect the Dots. And it's a great hour-long video. And she goes into in-depth of what this has been all about and everything WHO has covered up. They've worked with the UN. She's out of Geneva, Switzerland. And, you know, that's Mr. Neutral Country, right?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Everything's out of Geneva. The World Banking, right. You know, UN, the WHO, all that stuff. Anyhow, I just wanted to tell you that look that one up and watch it. It's a great fact-finding, you know, watch.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, because that's always interesting to find out, especially from the organization that has mandated restrictions and policies.
Yes, yes. You know, and so we're at its worst right now. When someone dedicated their whole life to an organization, they found out was fraudulent. And, you know, it's crazy what's going on. People are waking up, Rich.
I hope so, because this is getting crazier. I mean, it's getting real.
We are in the eye of the storm, and the back part of the storm is always the strongest. We've entered it with everything up to this point. We're in the eye now, and it's a little bit calm. And this is the back part. I'm just an analogy with a hurricane. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're all at the eye. We might have passed the eye. We could be in the back part of the storm, and it's almost over.
Well, something needs to happen because it's getting worse and it's getting harder and harder just to have a free-thinking mind these days.
Well, you know, when they always said we're in for a real storm to come, you know what the storm is in my estimation? We, the people. We are the storm. And that's what keeps America great and free is the inalienable right. An inalienable right comes from God. And God gave us these rights. Other countries don't have rights. They have governments.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a world battle we're in.
Oh, it's turning into a world battle. It's not just here in dumbass Oregon. It's worldwide. And the more that, well, see, here's a problem again. Unless you go out looking for it, the news is not reporting any of this.
No.
So you have to physically go out and do research and
do
look.
Your own, yes, you do.
And filter through all the BS and all the hype to get to some actuality of what's really going on. Wow.
It's well, look amazing. Look at the term woke that we never heard of until this year. You know, I mean, we didn't know what the word woke was. They pushed the word on us and coined a phrase. Woke, to me, sounds like, you know, you just woke up. Right. You were in a deep sleep and you're awakened now. And right. The great awakening is a great enlightenment awakening. And they've taken the word awakening, which is a beautiful thing, and turn it into this woke that is crazy, crazy people.
It is. And what makes it worse is that the craziest of the crazies are running the government.
Yes. it doesn't get any more insane than what we're living right now.
Like our Ted Wheeler and Joanne Hardesty. I mean, these people are absolutely evil. And look at Portland. Over 600 shootings. I mean, it's nightly. People are getting shot left and right in Portland. It's ridiculous.
Well, and they really don't even want to put that on the news much. Normally, you know, that would be headlines.
Well, everybody's trying to, you know, get restarted and move forward. And now all of a sudden you have this. I mean, at Portland, it's just horrible down there. And I know you've been going up to Seattle a lot. It's just people are trying to get moving forward and back on with their lives. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is that, you know, Salty Cracker came out with the video and he showed, you know, in Wuhan, China,
yeah,
where this all apparently started, you know, they're having graduations, they're having concerts and life is back to normal there.
Yeah. Do you know how many people died in Taiwan of the coronavirus? What is it called? Coronavirus? Or is it called COVID? Or is it called Delta? What are we calling it now?
Yeah, well, they come up with a new name to make it more scary. We're in Delta, yeah. Delta variant. Delta. <now.
laughs> Do you know how many people died in Taiwan? I mean, it's a populated city and country.
Yeah, there's more than 10 people there. You know, it's a country.
200. That's a fact. 200. And do you know how many people died of in Europe? I got straight facts. For Europe, died of having gotten this experimental vaccine. 17,000 have died within 2 weeks of taking this vaccine. Over a million severe side effect cases have been documented.
See, that's terrible.
And now anything that had those kind of stats in an experiment should be completely stopped and terminated and start over again.
It gives credibility to the French, you know, to try to get rid of these vaccination centers. I mean, the vaccination's killing more people than the damn virus.
Yeah. I mean, 17,000, that's a lot of deaths from you just walked into the gas chamber by standing in line to get your vaccine.
Terrible. And I personally know two people that got the jab, and they have ill side effects. Didn't do well.
They did?
Yeah, they're having trouble. I mean, it's not good, but...
Oh, and it's only beginning. They can turn this stuff on and off.
Oh, well, then the next thing is that now they're talking about there might be a third jab that you might have to have now. They just keep, there's going to be fourth and fifth. And
has anyone ever asked for the, I don't know, whatever that sheet is, you know, like when you get poisonous chemicals and you
the MDS safety sheet?
Yes. Can we get an MDS on this vaccine?
No.
Well, so you just—I have no clue what's in it. You just said I should take it.
Well, you should be happy. You take it. It's for free. Don't question it. That's their attitude.
Oh, and their attitude is just shut up and do as I tell you.
Exactly what they're doing. Hey, do what we're telling you, and we're. At first, it all started, well, you have to face the science. The science says you have to do this. And now the science is telling them differently. And now they're forgetting about the science. You know, it's still, you get vaccinated, still wear a mask. Which, mask or no mask, doesn't make any difference. It doesn't do anything. The simplest things, that's what
we're... No, you need to wear a complete air-sealed respirator. Would you wear these masks with cloth in a, you know... A mustard gas, or if you would you wear it in, you know, tear gas? No.
Well, Fauci says if you wear 3 to 5 masks, you're covered. You're good.
Well, because then you can't breathe, literally. You're good. You'll just quit breathing.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, really, and I can't believe that people are falling for them.
Why is this Fauci even able to speak and he's not in jail? Congress is trying to get him for his lies. Have you seen the Rand Paul interrogation on him?
Yes, yes. And then I got to firsthand see the manipulation by the media explaining, oh, Dr. Fauci fires back at bad senator. And then you see the real thing, and it's a senator is going to throw the boy in jail.
It is. Wow, what amazing different versions. There's a good example.
Two different versions. Just like that video you showed me of the motorcade, the two different motorcades. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Everything is now so topsy-turvy, it's so hard to believe anything. It's just
out of mainstream media. You got to do your own digging and discern the source you're getting it from. Like here, I just watched an hour video on the whistleblower from The Who. It was my own discernment whether I thought she was legit or not. There was pictures of her with the whole Who organization. There she is in the group of 20 people, a company photo. Yes, she's in there. They didn't superimpose that in there.
It's just amazing. What happened to the common sense? What happened to the driving force that keeps us going and makes us number one and growing up? You know, now we're back in this. It's a me, 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 a want, and screw everybody else. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's totally strange these days. It really is. I swear. I keep thinking I woke up in a different parallel universe. It's hard to shake that notion.
Well, maybe if you take some psychedelics, you'll be in that parallel universe.
Oh, it'd probably be better than this land we're in. I'm telling you.
And we're supposed to believe that going back to anything in the past few months, Epstein hung himself in prison and McAfee killed himself. Sure. How many billionaires do you know kill themselves?
Apparently a lot. When you have so much money, you got nothing better to do except kill yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Life is just so terrible.
Exactly, on that level. It's terrible, terrible. Do whatever you want. No consequences for your actions. Look at Epstein. Look what he was able to get away with and who he was able to associate with. And yet, it's on deaf ears. Oh, that's old news. We don't want to hear about that now. And really?
Oh, really? Yeah, speaking of him, Ghislaine Maxwell has laid out hundreds of thousands of pages. She's been singing like a choir of canaries.
I'm sure.
Guess what? Yeah. Epstein is refuting a lot of it personally because she's trying to throw him under the bus. So he's verifying a lot of it and picking out, yes, look at, she was 90% on this, but it wasn't me, it was her.
No, it's again.
You haven't heard that yet, have you?
No. Clown world.
Epstein is still alive and she did the whole scenario of everything that happened, but said it was Epstein. And he's like saying, No, that was her. I got proof of that.
Oh, that's terrible. Absolutely.
Yes.
Terrible.
You know, you can't squeal on someone that's your cohort without you being involved.
You know, but that's what they do. That's the problem. It's never going to be like they think when you have more than one involved. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to turn and rat on the other to save their own hide.
You know, the Hells Angels have a credo about being able to keep a secret. You know what that is?
What is that?
Only three people can keep a secret. If two of them are dead.
That's true. Damn. That's
terrible. Isn't that? But I mean, it's almost that way, huh?
Yes. Yes. So, but yeah, no, so the world's gone crazy, and I hope the French, more power to them. I mean, because they got to keep rolling, and we got to keep hearing about this. You know, because at least we're not burning down vaccination centers here, which we should be doing, but we're too pussified here.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Then they'd have the cops out arresting you, you know, for rioting.
Yeah, and the poor.
And they didn't arrest anyone for a whole year in 2020.
Yeah. Well, they only arrested the insurgent, the January 6th insurgents. That was so bad. And they spent all their effort and time into that. That's what
they're still
the
trying
is.
To get special counsel and investigate it.
Yeah, I know.
There's
really,
nothing to investigate.
It's just a circus show.
The one person that got shot by a cop with a gun. And how do you have an insurgency without weapons?
There's no weapons.
Have you,
oh, the
have you ever heard, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever heard of a government insurgency takeover that was completed without any weapons?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It wasn't an insurgency. And are you learning that more and more of everything that has happened has been done by the FBI?
They're turning out to be even worse than the CIA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They are involved in everything, playing double-edged both sides. They set up the bad guy, and then they come in and get the bad guy.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yep.
To change the subject a little bit is that the Australians, too, that they get together and they can overcome this evilness in their country because, wow, they're going through a turmoil themselves.
You know? Well, I think this is going worldwide, and it almost has to be universal because there can never be anything as like a virus that can only be contained in one country. We are one earth. We are one world.
That's true. We are one world with many different entities all acting differently, trying to work in the same path that this COVID is uniting us, which is totally crazy. Do you know what I mean? Because that's something.
I know.
And it's not uniting us in the right way. It's separating us. I even got to see a clip. I don't know. Some lady in Australia was like, speaking to people one-on-one in close contact is not the time these days. You need to separate. And that's what they're pushing. That's their narrative. They don't even want people talking to each other now.
No. How are you ever going to meet a girl in a bar without sticking your tongue down her throat?
Just.
I mean, remember those days? You'd kiss a girl in a bar.
Terrible.
They don't even want people that close.
No, they don't. We have all this craziness going on, and it's still going on, and we haven't even touched on Biden and Trump and everything else that seems to be happening or not happening, which is another whole freaking half hour of craziness. But I wanted to touch on with James and Aceti. You know, we have all this going on. We want to hear more about what they're doing. I mean, because we got information on, remember I was explaining to you about how apparently the Galactic Federation has now eradicated.
Oh, hey, there's somebody yelling for me. I do have to take care of this here. But yes, the Galactic Federation has cleaned up so much. I want to get on that with you.
Definitely. All right. Well, take care of that, and I'll talk to you in just a few minutes.
Thank you, Rich.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.